Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is high. It is far. It is gone.
There's no better way to celebrate your favorite MLB team than by visiting Baseballism, the official lifestyle brand of baseball. Baseballism specializes in apparel for men, women, and children, and now offers officially licensed MLB team apparel. For a limited time, get 15% off your next order by using the code PODCAST at checkout. Shop now at Baseballism.com or visit Baseballism San Francisco on the corner of King and 3rd. Baseballism is America's brand.
That's the sound of a crack in the ceiling found at a home inspection. But with a Realtor by your side, a newfound leak might only cause minor worries. With their expertise, a Realtor can suggest a credit at closing and even connect you to a contractor to help you shore up that leak and alleviate your worries. When it comes to cracks in your plans, the expertise of a Realtor can make all the difference. The difference between an agent and a Realtor is real. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio.
It is Beat the Streak Daily for Tuesday, the 28th of June. This one dude keeps showing up in the podcast. Oh, man, he won't leave us alone. Maybe it's because he's ridiculously great.
The 2-2 out to deep right field. Garcia back. And it's off the wall. Goldie on his way to second. A triple away from the cycle. That scores Tommy Edman. Paul Goldschmidt with two outs and runners in scoring position. 393 the average and on the rise.
I don't know if I pitched to him right there.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody should ever pitch to him. Is that an option for Paul Goldschmidt? Probably not. Good morning, everybody. It's Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth, Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. Four hits for Goldie. He now leads the major leagues in batting with a .347 batting average. He's tops in OPS as well, looking like an MVP front runner as the first half nears a close. Goldschmidt, the sixth most selected batter in Beat the Streak yesterday, just one spot ahead of Mike Trout, who was fifth most selected. Boy, I couldn't help but notice he went hitless last night. I'm sorry about that, Ryan.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was the fourth pick. That must have been tough. Must have been a tough night.
It was tough watching that unfold and Mike Trout just striking out every single at-bat. It felt like Lucas Giolito was on. I'll give him credit. But Trout, he just kind of looked disinterested out there last night.
Yeah, I know. If it makes you feel any better, and I suspect it might, I went over in my daily double A yesterday because I picked two Red Sox hitters against this Kevin Gausman dude.
And the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and in at 97. And what was likely the last pitch of the night thrown by Kevin Gausman.
7 innings of shutout ball, 10 strikeouts, just 4 hits allowed. Huge step up for Gausman. That was April Gausman, not May and June Gausman, who I was counting on. He'd been allowing so much hard contact. Just in time, he gets better to screw me over and make me look even stupider than I actually am. I mean, my official pick was Xander Bogaerts, and he did get a hit, but it was in the ninth against a reliever. My other pick of J.D. Martinez went 0-for-4. Drawing board, new double A on the daily, coming up a little bit later on. Another day, another leader is toast on Beat the Streak. Lardster, we hardly knew you, man. We may never get our questions answered of what the hell Lardster means. Is he a heavyset person with a self-effacing sense of humor? Does he use rendered pork fat so much in the kitchen that his buddies call him Lardster? And it just stuck. Sadly, now we're never going to know.
You know what's so sad about it is that his streak ended because of Rob Refsnyder. What the hell is a Rob Refsnyder?
Right, that's a Red Sox player who got shut down by Kevin Gausman.
Sounds just like the order he had at the Italian restaurant the other night.
Oh, it's a Refsnyder? No, that's more of a German thing. Like, okay, I'll have the Spetzel and a side of Refsnyder, please. Fresh 44 is a streaker who hasn't played Beat the Streak since the 22nd of June. But still sits in the lead spot at 31. What's going on here, people? He's the only person in the 30s. Wow. A streaker named Pignature, like signature, but it's a pig, is at 29 thanks to a double down with Goldie and Aaron Judge. A streaker named Stacy, all lowercase with an EY. Stacy's at 28 thanks to this Colorado Rocky having a huge breakout season.
Joe at third with two outs. And there's a base hit to right. C.J. Crone continues to be clutch, 54 RBIs, 1-0 Colorado. Man, so important they came through.
Well, this is what C.J. does. Two outs, runners in scoring position. He is so good, hitting over 380.
C.J. Crone's having a terrific first half. You heard the numbers there. It's not just the power and the 17 home runs in Colorado. 85 total hits puts him 7th overall in the bigs. Two very cool moments for impressive young players that we should document from yesterday. The first career homer for this Pirates marvel was an absolute missile.
And that's lined to right center field. Look at this laser. Oh, my. Oh, my. There's the first of the season for O'Neal Cruz. Wow. They are stunned. A two iron over the right center field wall. 109, 19 degrees.
That's about as line drive as you're going to see for a ball going over 400 feet.
Yeah, it's a long line drive for O'Neal Cruz. First career homer. The kid has ridiculous skills. He's a StatCast darling already. And the arrival season for this former number one pick is highlighted by this bomb in Seattle in front of friends and family.
Went in on 3-2. Rutschman drives it deep to right field. Off the very top of the wall, but gone. It hit over the yellow line for a home run. A low line drive, and what a homecoming it is for Adley Rutschman. His first game in front of his grandparents. His first game in front of many of his friends and family members as a big leaguer.
Adley Rutschman's grandfather, Ad Rutschman, is a 90-year-old legend in the Pacific Northwest, a former national title-winning coach in multiple sports. He is young Adley's role model, and he got to see his namesake and grandson go deep. Pretty cool stuff. An anecdotal stay away from yesterday showcases a theory that's only going to get emboldened from this point forward. That is next part of the pick segment coming up, and it's a milestone day for us here at Beat the Streak Daily.
And Jolton Joe DiMaggio has made plenty of baseball history. Back on July 2nd, 1941, for example, his bat smashed Wee Willie Keeler's record of nearly half a century for safe hits in consecutive games. With a line drive into the stands, Joe turned a new page in baseball history. He made it 45, but he didn't stop there. DiMaggio finally came through with safe hits in 56 consecutive games. That's an all-time record set by the Yankee clipper Joe DiMaggio.
Wow, love hearing that. Even though it meant that our Wee Willie Keeler is only best remembered as part of the sign-off every day on Beat the Streak Daily and no longer as the guy who held the record for consecutive safe hits in straight ball games. Beat the Streak Daily is what you're listening to. It's a special day here for us on Beat the Streak Daily. Today is show number 57. Oh, we did it. We broke the streak. We did 57 shows in a row. Every weekday, we have shown up, Ryan. We have figured out a way to do it. What do we win? How many millions do we win today?
5.6 million orders of peanuts.
Oh, that's okay. I'll take those. If I could sell each one of those for 20 to 30 cents, 50 cents, I'd have 3.8. I don't know. But yeah, 57. This is nice. I'm having fun doing this. Thanks, man. Do you ever think we would make 57? Did you ever think it was possible?
I thought so. I thought, you know, with the idea that you laid out before the season that we were going to do this every single weekday through the baseball season.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I kind of figured, yeah. I had a hunch that we would get to 57.
Well, that's a good point. I still didn't see it coming. You're the one who's been counting because you've been putting up the pods and you must have been like, hey, show number like 53. Wow, I guess we only got four more to get to 57. Well, you know, thanks everybody for listening and hanging around. And even though we didn't win $5.6 million, we will carry forward. 16 games today in Major League Baseball, including a doubleheader for the Battle of the American League Central. That does not include the White Sox. It's the Twins and the Guardians. Also, it's Patrick Corbin Day, our hero here at Beat the Streak. Play some Pirates, if you like, if you dare. Mentioned that every day on the pod, we give you a stay away. Yesterday, Ryan had a theory. Restate the theory, Porthinator.
The theory is that road teams on Sunday night baseball, when they play the next day, I had this hunch, this feeling that they typically don't play as well or hit the ball as well the next day. So last night, the LA Dodgers get a three-hit complete game shutout against by well-known Rockies starter Chad Kuhl.
Chad Kuhl is the best pitcher on that team. Did you see how long that game was? That game lasted 2 hours and 19 minutes. The Dodgers could not wait to get back to the hotel room in Colorado.
And it took me approximately that long to look up all the stats of Sunday night baseball teams this year and then the Monday night the day after.
Oh my God.
And the batting average of the teams, of the road teams on Sunday Night Baseball, who then play the next night, the batting average collectively is 201 this season with a 2-6 record on the diamond.
That's incredible. And the Dodgers have done it twice,
yes.
Right?
The Dodgers have been in this situation twice, and they have a collective batting average of 117 and a 0-2 record.
Unbelievable. All right, so now, every Monday for the rest of the season, our daily stay away is probably going to be anecdotally whichever road team from Sunday Night Baseball is playing, if they happen to be playing on that next day.
Next Monday, the Sunday Night Baseball team from the night before is going to score 20 runs.
Yeah, well, it could be, and then that'll blow it up. Today, though, on a Tuesday, let's stay away from the Detroit Tigers. Looking at the Mike Petriello Baseball Savant chart, the lowest percentage of plate appearances that have resulted in a hit since the beginning of 2021, Carlos Rodon is fourth on that chart. The Tigers are in San Francisco late night. The Tigers are 27th in batting average on the season. Do not bother with Detroit.
You stay away. I stay away.
All right, time for my daily double A. I love the anecdotes. Hey, I love the anecdotes, but I'm going to go at least a week with the new plan. The daily double A, now double analytical. I make a smart analytical pick and double it up with a teammate in the very same matchup. Got this one going. Cubs at home at Wrigley against the Reds. Luis Castillo on the mound. Ian Happ, 8-for-22 lifetime against Castillo for a 367 average. Loves hitting against the Reds, as we know. 74 career games. It's a huge sample. Happ has an OPS over 1 against Cincinnati and a 294 batting average. Better at the Great American Small Park, but still pretty good at Wrigley. And overall, he's hitting 331 this year at home. One of the best home hitters in the game. On my double analytical, Wilson Contreras is a 467 hitter lifetime against Castillo. 7-for-15, Wilson is raking. So my daily double A is Happ and Contreras against Castillo at home tonight against the Reds. Time now for the fourth pick. Ryan, what you got tonight?
All right, so the hit probability chart is giving Trey Turner a 78% chance of getting a hit tonight at Coors Field, and I'm going to back that. The Dodgers face Kyle Freeland and the Rockies tonight. As you can imagine, Freeland struggles at home with a 304 batting average against. Trey Turner went hitless last night, but rarely goes back-to-back games without one, and he has a career 372 batting average at Coors Field. I stayed away from the Dodgers and Rockies last night. I'm not doing so tonight.
Makes sense. So Ryan has Trey Turner. I've got Wilson Contreras and Ian Happ. The elite users pick who they like this morning. They love Trey right there with you, along with that hit probability algorithm. They also love Freddie Freeman in Colorado and Paul Goldschmidt at home. Seriously, thanks for listening to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. We're having a blast. Subscribe now to the show wherever you get your podcast. Play the game every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Get the MLB Play app. That's how you find Beat the Streak. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits drops every weekday of the season and is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all your guys, and especially ours, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!